Welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks for being here tonight on the big program. Act 13, finally dead. Over, gone. No more having to worry about Act 13. You remember the Republicans who told us, oh, we believe in local control. We want local government to decide things, except when it comes to fracking. Except when it comes to drill, baby, drill, we are going to consolidate power into the hands of the state. And we'll decide if we get to drill on your land. Yeah. Unconstitutional. Another one of those moments of the Republican rule. Unconstitutional. And look, these are people who don't believe in local government. They believe in power for themselves. That's what it's all about. And all those other nice, they're just nice arguments. The reality is it's about themselves. Same thing when it comes down to paid sick days. They want to consolidate and make it illegal for local municipalities, cities, townships, whomever, to decide that they want to have employers in their boundaries providing paid sick days. Nope, can't have that. That's illegal in Republican land. Hopefully that gets shot down. Also going to talk about what happened at VW last week. We can get one of the workers on the program to talk about what happened, what the fallout has been, what it looks like for the future, answer some of those questions. Also, we've got a port truck driver who's going to come out and talk to us about the latest NELP, National Employment Law Project, study just out, talking about the ripoff that is, well, the employment at these ports, because they rule everybody as independent contracts. In fact, this is rampant in the trucking industry. The vast majority of truck drivers that you see on the road, especially the ones with the names you don't recognize, they're independent contractors. And even the big one that you do recognize, you look at the FedExes of the world, a good number of their employees, independent contractors. And gee, do you think that gives them an advantage, a competitive advantage over UPS? I think so. Also, the big news today, we're going to talk about the chain CPI. Progressive is very happy with Obama. Personally, I don't think he should have ever brought it up. He should have never even thought of change CPI, changing the way the cost of living adjustments are calculated for our seniors and for our future seniors. And that's the part of this. This was another one of those moments where we go, let's divide and conquer. Like the two-tier wage systems that unions have been saddled with and allowing themselves to be saddled with. Same thing here. This was about, oh, don't worry, Granny. Don't worry, Gramps. It's not you. We're not going after you. It's us grandkids. Screw them, right? Well, they found out Granny and Gramps not thrilled with screwing the grandkids. So we'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about a trade policy reset. Well, maybe we shouldn't be pushing race to the bottom, least restrictive trade barrier type agreements. Maybe we should be looking at what the Germans have done. And very well, thank you very much. Creating a high-wage economy with good-paying jobs and something of a safety net to make sure that everyone, well, that everyone can exist, everyone can survive, everyone can live. All that, your thoughts, questions, comments, 1-888-520-RICK, 1-888-520-7425. Check out the website, therickSmithShow.com. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com, Twitter, Rick Smith Show, Facebook, all of that stuff. Any way you can get to me, do it. So I came across this story the other day. One of those things that stopped me in my tracks, because we hear, oh my goodness, we're making millions. We're drill baby drilling and we're just raking it in. A farmer up in Bradford County, Tawanda, claims he got a royalty check for $1.10. And I'm going, wow, $1.10. Could you afford it? And now he's complaining that, well, you know, I changed my tax status from clean and green, which is what they were giving to farms so that they wouldn't have to pay such high tax rates. And we subsidize that so that they could be farmers. Well, they go, oh, wait a minute, I've got gas? Well, let's change that. So they change it, and he gets a $1.10 royalty check and claims, evidently claims last year got one for 10 cents back in June. And now there's a law, evidently, that says that the royalties are never supposed to drop below 12.5% of the sale price of the gas that's sucked out of their ground. I don't know how you go about figuring that out, but I would have to think. Now, look, I'm not a mathematician, but I would have to think that they pulled a whole site load more out than $100 out of the guy's ground. For $1.10, I mean, come on. And the story that I came across, there are a number of people who were upset that they were being cheated. In fact, the one guy who got the $1.10 sits on the Bradford County Planning Commission. In fact, he's been there for more than 30 years. So here's a guy who kind of knows the law a little bit and, you know, thought, hey, killing time. Yes, I'm going to be wealthy, $1.10. Now he's complaining he can't pay his taxes. Uh-oh. And you look at this and you go, is this what it is? Now, the Republicans are all up in arms because this is the golden goose, man. These are supposed to be the golden eggs. And it just looked like $1.10, not so much of a golden egg, a golden goose, maybe goose egg, nothing. So they're actually proposing some legislation to tighten things up. And I got to be honest, on this day, when the Supreme Court here in Pennsylvania finally decided Act 13 was dead, one of the things that I find very interesting, and maybe you'll find it interesting too, there are a number of Republican legislators who have gone and said, hey, we got to make sure that we protect the wealthy, because these folks are the new wealthy. These are the nouveau riche. These are the people who put the more money in the pockets. Because they got the gas under the ground. And if you let them stick the needle in the ground, suck all the gas out, you're going to get wildly wealthy. Now, the Republicans are all in favor of this. That's great. Yeah. We've made millionaires, and those people will donate to our campaign's coffers. So now that they're getting smacked, because a couple of people who think they should be getting more aren't, now the Republicans spring into action. And there are a number of pieces of legislation that are going to be banging around here in the next couple of months to protect these people away from the big bad companies who are basically screwing them. And you knew they were going to. Come on. Now, why I find it interesting, because, you know, it goes back to something I've always said. You've got the Republicans who are always going to side with wealth and never going to side with the workers. You have this situation where you've got some of these very well-to-do people now, because they've got the new gas, who they feel they're being cheated. The people that they've put into office are going to bat for them, are going to fight for them, are going to get their money for them. Now, think about Act 13 for a minute. Because I think there was a provision in Act 13 that I find really very telling. And again, it's the protection of wealth. It's the protection of the well-to-do. It's the protection of the corporate special interest, proprietary information. You remember that? Remember talking about the frac fluid, whatever it is, whatever this toxic mixture of who knows what was, which we weren't allowed to know because it's proprietary? If you remember in Act 13, there was a part of this that said if a worker were to have it splashed on them, if they were doused in, if they were, let's say they fell into a vat of frac fluid and they were emergency, they were helicoptered to the nearest hospital, they were, you know, treated. The doctors, before they could know what chemicals these folks came in contact with, would have to sign a contract saying that they would not disclose anything that's in that thing. That they couldn't write it in documents, they couldn't put it into medical reports, and that the worker couldn't know what they were exposed to either. And you stop and you think about this for a second, because this is enormous to me. So what you're telling me is, let's say the guy falls into a vat of who knows what, the toxic stew, if you will. The people who'd pull him out of the toxic stew, they don't know. The guy who was in the toxic stew, he doesn't know. The first responders in the ambulance, probably volunteers in these areas, they don't know. The doctors, the nurses, the orderlies, the cleaning people, other patients, they're not allowed to know what this guy's been exposed to. This was the law. This is what Republicans put forth. And I remember going, wow, absolutely, positively unbelievable. But yet, a guy gets a $1.10 royalty check, and the sky is falling. There are a number of people going, oh, we're going to get legislation to guarantee. We're going to guarantee, and we're going to make sure that they get theirs. And I just find it really very ironic. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe this is one of those things where you go, you know which party stands for whom. You know who's on whose side and who's not. And it's really not a shock. And the reality is for me, it's really not. It's wealth over everything else. It's profit over people. It's protection of corporate rights over human rights. And we've seen this play itself out time and time again. Mitt Romney running around saying, corporations are people, my friend! Are they? Do they live? Do they breathe? Do they die? Can we lock them up? If you pinch them, do they feel pain? No. They're government constructs. They're things that we've allowed in our society. But yet, when you have this accumulation of wealth, when you have this mass accumulation of money, that seems to give them more speech and more access. And I think it was, you know, as our good friend Irwin said on Wednesday, you know, if I don't have any money, if I don't have any power, do I have a voice? If I can't give you a dollar, do I get a vote? And I look at this whole fracking thing. The fact that the frackers funded Corbett and the GOP, to me, speaks volumes. The fact that they gave him, and you think about how cheap this is. And this is what gets me, which is why I'm in favor of publicly funded elections, because of how cheap some of our politicians, how cheap it is. $1 million the drillers gave to the Corbett campaign. He's given away $1.7 billion in tax credits to Royal Dutch Shell. Pushed through Act 13, which took away local control and workers' rights to know, and a whole slew of other things. You go, you know, will not tax them, will not oversee them, will not regulate them. And you think about that little bit of money, that small amount, just kind of makes you go, wow, is it really that easy for some? We're trying to get a minimum wage increase, trying to get the governor to take Medicaid expansion so the poorest of the poor working people can get coverage. That's a lift a bit too far. And this is why I keep saying we've got to be organizing. Because they may have a lot of money. And as I always say, we've out-procreated them. You go to the ballot box, you vote the bums out. You put in people who, look, they're like you and me. You know, I have a friend of mine who says, well, that's why we need term limits. I go, we've already got term limits. It's called being an active, educated voter. It's called going to the polls and throwing the bums out when they need to be thrown out and keeping the good ones when they need to be kept. Don't limit my choice. And I love people who say, well, we need to have more choices. So then why are you limiting my choice? What we need are educated voters. To me, it doesn't get any simpler than that. Not at all. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. He's not going to call. This is why they call me. Call me the working man. Oh, shit. son of a bitch. This is what pisses me off. I mean, really, you can't. Rick Smith Show. Yes. Oh, good. We're back. All right. Okay. So why did you do that to begin with? Rick Smith Show. Yep. I'm good. We're back in 50 seconds. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Are you sure it was the embrace of free markets and not the big piles of cash? Are you sure? I just want to check on that because I think it's important. The $1.7 billion in handouts, you think that might have something to do with, and not, let's not forget Act 13, which today finally, dead, gone, no more. But, you know, don't you think that had a lot to do with it here? We're going to let you drill wherever you want and none of those local people can say anything. And those workers, they don't get to know. Do you think that had something to do with it? Come on, just a little bit. Anyway, and probably one of the bigger cases of NIMBYitis, not in my backyard, itis. The CEO of ExxonMobil, Rex Tillerson. Now understand, ExxonMobil is the biggest natural gas producer in the country. So I would say never mind Talosaurus Terry from out in western Pennsylvania. We got the Fracosaurus monster right here. And being the behemoth, you would think the grand poobah over at ExxonMobil, Fracosaurus Rex would be in favor of drill baby drill. Right? Well, not so much. It turns out, CEO Tillerson has joined a lawsuit citing consequences related to fracking in order to block the construction of a 160-foot water tower next to his home, and his wife's $5 million Texas home. According to the Wall Street Journal, the tower would be used to supply water to the fracking site nearby. The plaintiffs, they're upset that it would cause noise because those dirty trucks would be driving by. So not in his yard, but in yours, all in favor of it. Sad, sad stuff. Anyway, the Democrats put out, in response to the big budget announcement not too long ago, they put out their own fact-checking website. Checkthefactsgovcorbett.com. Which is why we've asked Senator Jay Costa to come talk to us about the unveiling of this website and what that means and what we should be doing budget-wise. Senator Costa, thanks for taking time for us. So first off, the Supreme Court, done. No more Act 13. Out the door. No, and that, to me, that's a good thing. You know, I look at this case with the CEO of ExxonMobil and this whole case of NIMBYitis. It's okay for other people to have to put up with it, but not our CEO class. So let me ask you, I understand you guys yesterday unveiled a website that is going to check some of the facts of the things that that the governor said in his speech. Tell me about it. Right. And the website, of course, is checkthefacts.govcorbett.com. We've got a link at therickSmithShow.com. Just click on Senator Costa's name. It'll take you right there. You know, I look at this, and there are so many things that we should be doing. I mean, the Medicaid expansion to me, just I'm still trying to get my head around why that's just not a no-brainer. We're talking about creating 40,000 jobs. We're talking about helping the low-wage workforce of our Commonwealth. Not poor, undeserving folks. I know there are those who would point their finger at them. We're talking people who go to work every day, and they don't have the wages or an employer that's going to be able to provide health care for them. This just all seems like a no-brainer to me. And that's why I keep looking to November. I mean, November's got to be the answer to this. And the voters of this Commonwealth are going to have to make that choice. Is the path that we've been on for the last 3.5 years, is that the path that we want to continue the next for? Because, you know, we were told all of these painful cuts, $1 billion a year from education, firing 20,000 education professionals, all of the cuts to the general assistance budget, kicking 70,000 of the most vulnerable, to the curb, adult basic, all of these things that we were told were going to make us stronger and we're going to turn the corner and we're going to be much better for it. We've actually continually gone down. Well, and the other part of it is wages have stagnated and in many cases actually gone backwards. So, you know, if you wanted to make an argument about uncertainty, businesses are uncertain there's going to be demand around the corner because people don't have money, because we've got a governor who said, we're going to give these businesses a whole bunch of money and they'll create jobs magically, which is kind of a weird, bizarre ideology, because it's a stimulus plan. We're going to stimulate the economy by giving it to people who don't need it in the hopes that they'll create jobs, when we know the only way jobs are really created is when there's a demand for something. Yeah, I mean, I look at it, and there's so many decisions that we could have made that would have put us in a much better position than we are right now. You're listening to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Acosta. The Democrats have unrolled their fact-checking website on the Corbett budget. Check the facts, govcorbett.com, the website. We've got a link at thericksmithshow.com. Just click on Senator Costa's name. It'll take you right there. One of the things from the pension or from the budget speech that caught my attention was talking about he wanted to do something with the pensions. And, you know, I look at, you know, more than a decade of not making full pension contributions. The collapse during the Bush years has created a problem for our pension system. And it seems to me kind of idiotic that you're going to do one of the two things that created the problem in the first place and not really have any thought. It doesn't seem like there's any real thought against doing it. So let me ask you this, you know, in looking at that, because, you know, I look at this pension situation and they keep saying it's dire. It's the end of the road. It's the end. We've got to do some drastic measures. I keep hearing this huge number being like $44 billion, just this massive eye-popping number. Do we have a serious crisis, or is this something that moderate reforms or the things that we've already done are going to help? And that's the place where we want to be. And that's the place where Now, I find it interesting that we can't do that, but he can give out $1.7 billion in tax breaks. Because that's the thing that gets me. It's not that we don't have the money. It's that we've had misplaced priorities on where the money's been spent. All right. Again, the website, check the facts, govcorbett.com. We've got a link at therickSmithShow.com. Just click on Senator Costa's name. It'll take you right there. Senator, thanks for taking time with us. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. A quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. We've got to do it today.